Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. Here again with another Friday, another week's gone by. Hope it's been a good one for everybody listening in. Today, I want to talk about some of the lessons that we've taught our kids over the last couple of years when we've been homeschooling. I mean, a lot of people over the last 12 months have been forced to homeschool anyway due to the lockdowns and pandemic and all that crazy stuff. But this is something that we've been doing a while for personal reasons. Not going to get into that today, just because it's just extend the length of the podcast when it doesn't really need to. But some of these lessons that we talk about with our kids are actually lessons that are relevant to adults as well. I mean, that's why it's made the podcast. It's not only because the majority of people that listen to me are parents of some sort, but also because it's something that each and every single one of us can probably take a lesson from as well. And to me, I'm a big fan of, not treating kids like kids too much. You know, I do think kids should always like be kids. I don't think they should grow up too quickly. But I think the more aware we make our kids from a young age, the less of a shock it is later on. I think sometimes people are wrapped in so much cotton wool that when they go into the big bad world, it's kind of like a big, big shock to the system. And I don't want my kids to be that stunned, you know, when they finally become an adult and they're like, oh, damn, what's this? Taxes? What's this? Debt? I have no idea what it is. You know, so the first tip I'd say is we're always discussing money with our kids. You know, we discuss in debt. We discuss like how money comes and goes. We discuss what money can be used for and stuff like that, and how where our sort of taxes and stuff like that go. We discuss tax with kids and where that tax goes and why we have to pay it and why it's important and how much money do they take away from you in tax. Now, so a lot of it's going to go over their head, right? My daughter's like 7 years of age, my son's 5. But the point is, the reason why we talk about stuff like this is just, it's just building awareness, you know, and after a period of time, our kids begin to get it. They're like, well, you know, if I go and earn some money on the internet, which is what they always talk about, because obviously they see us doing it. They're like, if I go and make some money on the internet, that means I'm going to have to give Boris some money, because obviously we're going to need to pay, you know, our nurses and doctors and all this type of stuff, and also our general living and our security with our police and that stuff like that. And then I'm going to be left with this. So they get it even in the most basic of format. They understand it. And to me, that is a very valid lesson, because I don't think many adults actually understand money correctly. You know, things like debt, a lot of people are afraid of debt. Now, debt is okay if what you are going in debt for is something that could potentially make you money later on. I mean, if you're going in debt to go and learn new skills, fantastic. You're going in debt for a course, or you're going in debt for an event, or you're going in debt to go and spend some time with an entrepreneur or mastermind with somebody, then I believe that's acceptable. Because what you're doing is you're going in debt to make yourself more income long term. You know, but if you're going in debt for things like a fancy car that you can't afford, or you're going in debt for a handbag or some shoes, to me, that's something that we need to be more aware of, because there's no long-term value in you having that. Okay, you might be a little bit happier, but then you have to weigh up the difference between what's going to make you more happy, not having debt and not having the handbag, or having the handbag and having debt. You know, are you the type of person that if you have debt, does it feel like the whole world is on your shoulders? And if that's the case, then obviously keep going into debt for luxuries isn't a good idea, because I've done that in the past. And honestly, it made my life miserable. For about 7 years of my life, I was miserable with finances because I went in debt for shit that I didn't really need, but I was living with luxuries. So I think from a young age, making kids aware of debts, making kids aware of, you know, investing in themselves and stuff like that. I know it's not something that they're going to need straight away, but I just think if they're aware of it, later on in life, it could come back to be something that's beneficial to them. Whereas if we don't talk about any of that stuff, when are they going to learn? They're going to learn when they're like 18 years of age. And by then, they're kind of learning whilst they're in the middle of it, which is 10 times more difficult than being aware of it, you know, earlier on in your life. So that's one thing that we talk about. The second thing we talk about is self-talk and being aware of how we speak to ourselves. So when our kids say things like, I can't do this, I'm rubbish at this, which is pretty standard for kids, right? I'm sure if you've got kids, you can relate to this, or you've heard your kids say something along these lines. We will always stop our kids and pull them up big time. You know, make them aware that, listen, the way you talk about yourself is important. So if you're sort of saying to yourself, you've got no confidence, you've got no belief, you can't do this, you can't do that, it is going to affect your ability to operate later on. It is going to affect your ability to be able to do what you need to do. So we will often pull our kids up, and even our daughter now is fantastic at pulling our son up and saying, listen, don't say that, you know, try and think more positive, try and think more positive thoughts, try and think a little bit more about, yes, you can do it after a period of time, or if you're struggling with something, that means you're just struggling right now. If you keep practicing, you're going to get better. And I think that's just a really good life skill to have. Again, so many adults and so many of my clients come through the door and they've just literally obliterated their confidence because of the way they talk to themselves. They've destroyed their self-belief because of the way they talk to themselves. If this would have been introduced to them at a younger age, would they still be in the position they're in right now? Probably not. So that's why I'm a big believer of, as soon as possible, make kids aware that their words have power. Everything they say has power. So it can be something that empowers them, or it can be something that holds them back. And I think this is the type of thing that kids should be taught in school. I mean, this is one of the main reasons I pulled my kids out for homeschooling, is because I don't think the school and the current education system do enough to help people with mindset, mental health issues. Well, I think a lot of mental health issues are caused because they don't cover mindset, they don't cover self-care, they don't cover self-consciousness at schools. And I think that is something that really needs to be fixed. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. But that's something that I believe, if we don't get it from our schools, I think it's something that we need to have and need to implement as parents. It should be our responsibility to make our children more mentally aware of how powerful thoughts are and how powerful self-talk is. Because if we don't, this is the reason why we have more mental health now more than ever. You know, I think it's like 1 in 3 people are in some form of antidepressants. I believe that comes down to the fact that people are just totally unaware of their own thoughts and beliefs and patterns and choices. And that could have been prevented at a very early age, or even in the school days, if this was something that we taught our kids. So they're not going to learn it at school. So I believe it's our responsibility to teach them at home. But again, this is my opinion. You don't have to follow that, but maybe some people see something from this. The last thing is we always talk to our kids about the fact that we can always improve anything in our life. You know, if we want to get faster, we just practice running. If we want to get fitter, we practice exercising. If we want to become better with our sums, we just practice our sums more. Now, I know this is kind of self-explanatory and kind of a given, but it's crazy how many people as adults just don't understand this concept. You know, people go and try something once and then get frustrated and fed up and really beat themselves up. And they've not put the time in to improve themselves. They've not put the time in to skill up. They've not put the time in to educate themselves. You know, I've seen people get really downhearted about doing something like a Facebook Live, and it's their first ever one, and they're like, oh, it was horrendous. It was crap. I stuttered. I forgot my words. Oh, it's absolutely terrible. I got no confidence. Like, what about practicing? Just because your first one bad doesn't mean like your 20th or 30th one is bad. You know, and we have the same concept with our daughter. She built a TikTok account that had over 11,000 followers. And her first few TikToks, she's like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't really understand it. I said, listen, keep trying. Keep doing it. Keep going for it. Keep watching videos. Keep learning. Keep trying yourself. So she'd go on YouTube, how to create a TikTok video, look at it, watch it, and then try again. You know, and then she went into video editing. Dad, I want to learn how to do video editing. Okay, cool. Let's use the same concept. If we keep practicing video editing, then obviously we're going to get better at it. So what'd she do? Go on YouTube, how to edit videos, kept watching loads of videos, started editing her own videos. First few ones didn't quite work out. Then all of a sudden she's getting really good at editing videos. You know, she's 7 years of age. So if this is something a 7-year-old can learn, then sure, it's something that an adult can learn or should be able to learn. You know, if you're struggling with an area of your business, educate yourself, put your time in to get better. Don't just sort of throw your hands up in the air and get annoyed and frustrated and beat yourself up, because that's not going to be beneficial to anybody. So take the time to actually master and skill up in the crafts and the areas that you want to get better at. And these are three of the many things that we try to install in our kids and implement. The reason why I shared this today isn't because I'm trying to be one of these people that tell people how to bring their kids up or anything like that. But I just think some of these things are important, and I do think some of these things are things that parents and even adults and people like that still do or still are unaware of and still make these mistakes, and they could have been prevented at an early age, but if we become more aware of it, we can improve ourselves and improve the lives around us as well, of the people around us as well. So slightly different angle with the podcast today. Hope you guys enjoyed it wherever you're listening from. Remember to download the Podbean app and follow this channel properly to keep up to date with all the latest training and stuff like that. I mean, the Podbean app is amazing to keep up to date with all our content, but also follow the content of other great marketers and trainers on this platform as well. And last but not least, feel free to click the share button. I'm trying to help as many people as I possibly can, and I truly believe the information I've shared today can change a generation, can change the way we sort of, you know, bring our kids up and the way our kids operate in the world. If we want this world to be a better place, then we all have a responsibility to train and help our next generation to think differently, to act differently, to think better. And that's what this is all about. So do your part today. I don't expect any money or income. I do this thing totally for free, but it costs nothing for you to click the share today on today's episode, and I'd really appreciate that. Have an amazing day, guys. Take care, and I'll catch you all very soon. Bye-bye.